Can you say something about the habits that will be falling away?
Yeah, habits are a very big deal. I'm going to talk more about that as the year goes on. Because what happens is, here's my simple, silly analogy. You've been driving on a road for a long time because it's the way you get to work. And you, it takes you half an hour to drive that road, and there's traffic on that road, and you do it every single day. And once you've figured out how to get to work, you don't think about how to get to work. It's as if you get in your car and you close your eyes and you're at work. It's a habit. So the way habits work is you have an experience or a thought. You make a decision that it's a truth, let's say, and then you begin to live that truth. And after a while, just like this particular road, the road's the truth, it's how I get to work, you no longer think about the belief. You just have a habit that works on that process. But the belief is what holds the habit somewhat glued together, what keeps you doing that. And then all of a sudden you start to notice there's not as many people on this road. Not quite sure why. You have a little thought, wonder what that's about. But it's really great because I get to go a little faster on the street, you say. You don't challenge anything. You don't think beyond your habit. And then one day at work, somebody says, how have you been enjoying the new freeway to get to work? And you say, what freeway? Oh, didn't you know there's a new freeway? If you just turn at this one intersection and then go a little bit and turn again, there's the freeway. It only takes 5 minutes to get to work. You go, wow, really? And you may not believe it because it's not in your habit as yet. So you drive two or three more times on your old road. And then all of a sudden you're at a stoplight and you see all these people turning. You go, oh, the freeway. And you make that turn, you get on the freeway, you get to work, and you go, wow, this is really great. At that point, you never drive that other road again. You have a new belief, a new construction, and a new experience. Your habit has been overridden. What happens is, in this time element, the belief of time, the piece that keeps the habits kind of glued together in my simpleness, has been removed. And so it is similar to, he's always going to be a bad person. She's never going to be a nice person. And then you go on for 20 years holding that belief. But in the meantime, those two people have turned out to be the mayor, and they've turned out to be philanthropists, and they've turned out to see a different way of life. And they show up on your doorstep one day, and your first reaction is, you're a bad person. But in fact, and you send them away. But in fact, the next day you go to work, you go, how dare that mayor came to my house? And they go, oh, isn't he a wonderful person? Isn't she wonderful how she does this? And all of a sudden, the belief begins to evaporate. And as it